Moncrief on News Talk.
We all hit periods of our life when we get a bit stressed, when everything we have to deal with just feels a bit too much. So when Vina McCool, who's based in London but has an Irish father, felt things stretching a bit, she went old school and booked into a monastery in Glenstall Abbey. Vina, good afternoon.
Hi there, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. What was going on in your life at the time that you felt the need of this?
So everything seemed to be getting increasingly busy between my remote job based in New York and having to work late, the side hustle that I work on, as well as some freelance gigs. And I just thought I needed a bit of a break from it all.
Yeah. And so why did you go for a monastery? I suppose there's a million different things you could have chosen, but why a monastery?
Yeah, there was. For a while, I was contemplating one of those wellness retreats where they kind of get you to do yoga and have healthy food. But then I thought I kind of don't want to be told what to do all day, and I'll go somewhere where I'll have a bit of peace and quiet, which is exactly what I found at Glenstall.
And so, and in advance of Glenstall, do they, when you're thinking about booking in there, do they send you a brochure, or do they have a website, or do you find out what's going to happen there?
Yeah, they do have a website. So it's a Benedictine monastery in Limerick. It's also a boys' boarding school, and it's home to a community of monks who reside there. They don't promote their guest house per se, but it seems to be somewhere that folks can come and visit and spend a few nights and just partake in monastery life or reflect and rest and be in nature.
Yeah, so there were other people there when you were there as well.
Yeah, there are about a dozen of us. And honestly, going into it, I thought this will be great for alone time and peace and quiet. But one of the highlights I really remember is sitting in the living room by the fireplace and chatting to them and getting to know people from all over Ireland, who many of whom had come before and made a kind of annual ritual of returning.
And were you expected to do things there?
We weren't. We were given the schedule of the monastic ceremonies and rituals during the day that we were happy to attend. No one was ever forced to do anything they didn't want to. But it was interesting to see the commitment of the monks who lived there. I mean, getting up at 6:35 a.m. to start with, then midday mass, and then vespers at 6 p.m. and compline at 8:35. It's all very regimented, and guests are invited to partake in as much or as little as they like.
Yeah, and so what did you opt to do in regard to that?
So on one of the days, I managed to do all four, which was a lot. I don't think I've ever been to mass that much in one day. But the other days, I kind of picked one or two. I did find it difficult to get up that early, especially since it was still dark out at the time. And yeah, lots of resting and naps were to be had there.
Right. Okay. What's the Wi-Fi like there?
So there actually is Wi-Fi on site.
And oh, God.
They don't prohibit technology, but I think a lot of guests do take the chance to unplug. I actually didn't bring my laptop, which was a first for me. Powered off my phone entirely for a couple of the days and left it at the bottom of my suitcase. And I forgot to bring a watch. So it ended up being the church bells ringing outside my door that told me the time throughout the day.
Yeah. Okay. And so most of your day, what did you spend it doing?
It was a lot of time to rest and reflect. I took walks around the grounds as well as into the small town of Maru, chatted to other folks there, met with some of the priests there, and spent some time alone reading.
Yeah. Are you particularly religious? Was that an aspect for it for you?
Sort of. I'm Catholic, as is my family, and Glenstall is a special place to us. My grandparents live in Limerick, about half an hour away, and both my brothers went to boarding school there. So I had visited in the past, seen the beautiful grounds, and knew that this was an opportunity that was on offer for people to come along and stay. So I think religion was part of it, but it was also just a chance to be in nature and be away from the distractions of normal life.
Yeah. Okay. And do you feel different afterwards?
I do. Yeah. I think I'm a lot less worried about kind of multitasking and trying to get as much done as possible every day. I feel since spending time there and being disconnected temporarily from life, it puts everything into perspective when you think about what's actually important. Even though emails seem urgent and work requests seem like the end of the world, actually taking time to yourself and being away from it all puts it all into perspective.
Yeah. And have you met, do you feel though you've made any permanent changes since you've spent time there?
I think just incorporating a bit more quiet and peace into my own life without guilt. We're so focused on multitasking and getting as much done as possible. But actually now leaving my phone outside my bedroom at night has been a huge game changer for me. It doesn't need to be something you fall asleep with and wake up to. And just giving yourself that buffer away from screens has been really helpful for me.
Yeah, as you mentioned there, you have a few irons in the fire professionally. You're also a mindset coach. What is a mindset coach?
So earlier this year, I qualified in coaching, and my work with clients really focuses on helping them exercise a greater sense of ownership over their lives. I coach a lot of 20-something-year-olds who are making decisions about what's next in their career or how to find more fulfillment and peace. And it's interesting to kind of weave in the aspects of what comes up in my coaching sessions with what I learned by taking some time away.
Veena, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Veena McCool there. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on Newstick. One texter says, Loch Derg in Donegal is a wonderful place. I like to zoom around it in my speedboat playing loud dance music. Everyone in the island waves. They are lovely.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on Newstalk.